So, Chamishanami,
the same Shvara should apply if you have five brothers, and two of them died and you have three alive. Also, we should tell these three, B'davka, to give Chalitza, and not to be Miyabim, because maybe the other two brothers will die, and the first one can't do anything. So Gemara says, no, that we're not afraid of. I'll tell you, Lemisa de Trele Chashina, that we're not afraid. We're not afraid that two people will die. So we're only afraid when there were only four brothers that two died, now there are two alive. We're afraid maybe after the first one makes Yibum, the second one will die. But if you have three brothers still alive, then we're not afraid that, then we say, let the first one be Miyabim one sister. And you have two brothers alive now, that either one of them could be Miyabim the second sister. So what are you afraid? Maybe one brother will die, but that's all. One, maybe. But to say two will die, that for sure, lechashinim. Therefore, the Mishnah only says four brothers, and not with five brothers.
And the verse is right on. Omar Rovo, Bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Sholosh Achoyis, if you have three sisters, Yivomos, She'noflu Lefnei Shnei Achin Yivomin. In other words, we started out with five brothers, and three of the brothers married three sisters. And now all three brothers died, so the three sisters now fall to the two brothers that are still alive. So what's the halacha? So Rav Avarafun Amarav says that Zeh Cholos Liyachas, the Zeh Cholos Liyachas, like we have in our Mishnah. In other words, you can't be Miyabim any one of them, because either we're afraid we hold Yeh Zika, and therefore anyone you be Miyabim is Achois, the sister of your Zekukosoi, which is also to you. Whereas even if we hold Ein Zika, still we have the Gezerah, maybe he'll be Mevatel Mitzvot Yevomin. Therefore the din is you have to give Chalitza. So now the Chiddush now is that Zeh Cholos Liyachas, Vezeh Cholos Liyachas. One brother that's alive now has to give Chalitza to one of the sisters. The second brother gives to the second sister. Now V'yemtsoyis, the third sister, the middle sister, is Tzricha Chalitza Mishnayim. Both of the brothers now have to give a Chalitza. It's not enough for one brother, but both of them have to give a Chalitza. Now the Gemara will soon explain what his reason is. He holds that Chalitza Psula is Sarach Lachsar Kolachin. In other words, if you give a Yevoma Chalitza, in a case that really you are not allowed to be Miyabim her, so that Chalitza is not such a good Chalitza. So for a Yevoma to be free to get married, Lashuk, she has to get Chalitza then from all the brothers. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Oh, Malay Rabba. So Rabba said back, Miduka Amrit Em Tsoyis Tsuricha Chalitza, since you're telling me now that the middle sister, in other words, the third sister, has to have Chalitza from both of the brothers, it's not enough for one of the brothers to give Chalitza, but you have to have from both of them, is Kasavrit, you hold Yezika. That Avadi hold Yezika, considered like all three sisters, are a little bit married to the two brothers. So therefore, neither of them is allowed to make a mitzvah Yibum. Neither of them could be Miyabim, any one of the three sisters. Therefore, the Hevilo Chalitza Psula. The Chalitza that you're giving now, this Yevom is called the Chalitza Psula. Psula means that it's not 100% like the best way of the mitzvah, because you can't even do Yibum. Like usually, even if you give Chalitza, it's called the Chalitza Ksherim, because if you wanted to, you could have been Miyabim her. So now that you're not doing Yibum, you're doing Chalitza, that's like in the place of Yibum. But here, even if you wanted to, you are not allowed to be Miyabim her, so the Chalitza that you give her is not such a good Chalitza, it's called Chalitza Psula. And the Gemara says, what Rav holds is, the Chalitza Psula, Sorach Lasara Kolachin. In a case where the Yevama is only receiving a Chalitza Psula, say if there are two brothers alive now, and she was Zokuk to both of the brothers, which usually the halacha is, any one of the brothers gives one of them, gives a Chalitza, and that's enough. Usually she does not have to have Chalitza from all the brothers, like we had before. One brother gives, and that's enough for everybody. But over here, the one Chalitza that the brother is giving is called the Chalitza Psula. Therefore, Rav holds that Tzorach Lassar Kolachin. All the brothers, whoever is alive now, also has to make Chalitza with this Yevama in order to free her to get married Lashuk. So the Gemara asks, if that's Rav's Halacha, Yehoki, if so, Kemai Sonami, then even the first one. In other words, what do we say now? That the three sisters fell to two brothers. So we say now one brother first gives Chalitza to one sister. Then the second brother gives to the second sister. And now it's only a problem about the third sister. So the question is why? Why the same problem should be with the first sister? The first sister also, you're telling me now we hold Yezika. So Yezika means like all three sisters are Zokuk, are a little bit attached to both of these brothers. So even the first brother, when he gives chalitza to the first sister, it's also called the chalitza psula. Because if he wanted to, he was not able to be miyavino. Because she's called achois zukhtosoi. She's like the sister to your wife already. So you can't be miyavino. So even the first brother, when he gives the first sister chalitza, also there should be a problem. That even the first sister should have to receive two chalitzas, like one from each brother. So Gemara says, true. Idenofo bevasacha sochinami. If we're talking about the case that all three brothers died the exact same second, that all the sisters fell together, you'll be true. That the time you give chalitza to the first sister, since the second sister is already there, so and you can't be miyabim the first one, it will be called a chalitza psula, she would have to receive chalitza from both the brothers. But leitzrich, you know what Rav's talking about? The nofal b'zu achazu. We're talking about that the three brothers that died, they died one after another. The case was like this. Nof lechoda, one brother died, married to one sister, cholitz laruvin. So now one brother went ahead and made chalitza. At that time it was called the chalitza kshera, because if he wanted to at that time, he could have been miyavim her. Because there's only one brother that died, so his wife is the Yavam, and she falls to all the brothers. So instead of being miyavim, Reuven made chalitza, that's called chalitza kshera, so that sister goes out free. Now, nof lidach, then the second brother died, married to the second sister, cholos la Shimon, then the second brother, Shimon, makes chalitza with her, which is also called the chalitza kshera. Because if Shimon wanted to, Shimon could have been miyavim her. Because the first one was married already. Like Reuven was miyavim the first one's wife, the first brother's wife. So therefore, when Shimon goes to miyavim the second brother's wife, there's no achayis ukkosei anymore. Therefore, Shimon's muta to her. If Shimon wanted to, he could have been miyavim her. So now that Shimon gives the second sister chalitza, that's called the chalitza kshera. That's good. Now, nof leiduch. Now we're talking about that after the first two brothers died, now the third brother died. So that halacha is that cholatz lo hai, one brother has to give a chalitza, mafka zikosai, he takes off only his zika. But it's called a chalitza psula, because if he wants to, he couldn't be miyabno, because she's really now an achois. Because she's called an achois of her chalitzosai. So therefore, he cannot be miyabmha. Therefore, cholos lahai mafkazikosai. The same, the second brother also has to give the middle one chalitza to take off the ziki as to her. There's one chalitza does not help for both brothers. Each brother has to give chalitza since it's called the chalitza psula. The other Gemara is Iv Amar Rav. Rav holds ein zika. So he holds ein zika. So the cloud there's no issa here then, so the chur then the chalitza should be called the chalitza kshera. If you hold ein zika, so even though they're two sisters, but you can miyabim whichever one you want, because you're not really married to them. So Gemara says, L'divra yayim meyay zika kama. Rav, even though he himself holds ein zika, he's saying over this halacha, that there's halacha of a chalitza psula, according to the mandiyam that holds yay zika. Now this is Rav's halacha. Now the Gemara says, L'shmul amma shmul says, Echot chelos lekulin. No, you know, one brother, one could give chalitza to one of them. He patters all three of them. One brother, if he wants to, he could give chalitza to all three of them. There's no concern from chalitza psula. One brother could give chalitza to all three of them. He has to go to each one, because since each one fell from a different brother, each one has its own mitzvah. But one brother give chalitza to one, and he patters for the other brother. Chalitza to the second to the third one. So the kids Shmuel holds there's no concern from the chalitza psula. So Moriah Takasha, Michti, Shaminin, Leil Shmuel, we heard from Shmuel, the Yom HaChalitza, Mal Yevinin. Shmuel also has the sheet that you have to have a good chalitza. So Bezoyet Shishver, why here chalitza psula? Does it say it's kosher? Where's Shmuel Halacha? The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel said like this.